If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
One expert is saying that women should stop looking for Mr. Right and just go ahead and settle for Mr. Good Enough. Do you think this is good advice, or is it like the most horrible advice you've ever heard? You can text us at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good advice, Sam. I'm scared.
Well, I mean, I'm curious to know. So basically, they're telling you like it's okay to settle or to settle for something that you may not have.
Listen, she's a fertility expert.
Okay.
And she says that women need to stop, like I said, looking for Mr. Right, settle for Mr. Good Enough. She said those people who hang on too long waiting for the ideal partner may run out of time to have a baby. And she said women overall have to stop looking for the fairy tale relationships, be aware of their biological clocks. And this is coming at a time when, it's the end of 2019 and the number of women freezing their eggs has doubled since 2013. It's become very common and sort of popular.
Is this something that you're used to hearing? Do people come up to you with good intent and sort of offer you a suggestion? And how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like they're projecting their crappy relationship onto me.
That
could be the case.
I hate this. I think this is such a sad thing to say. Why should we sacrifice our happiness for the chance of possibly having a kid? There's so many problems that could be caused by this. You're not happy in your relationship, and then all of a sudden you bring a kid into this relationship that you're not necessarily all that happy in. And then, you know, the kid's life maybe isn't all that great because mommy and daddy are fighting, and then maybe mommy and daddy split up because they were never meant for each other in the first place.
Yeah,
but isn't life about readjusting your expectations? I mean, you can think that you want one thing in a relationship, and after a few years, if you realize that you're not having success going after that, I mean, maybe it's time to reevaluate, and there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're settling, but you may just be readjusting.
No, she means settling. She said Mr. Good Enough. Like, how would you like to describe your partner as good enough?
Oh,
it works. I mean, if it works, it works. But our time is so finite on the earth. Like, and you don't want to sacrifice your happiness. And I mean, everyone's different. Everyone has different patience, you know, to wait for their Mr. Right. But at a certain point, I mean, you want to get on with your life.
No, but this is coming from a place where you clearly like have an assumption.
My crappy relationship.
Well, you're obviously projecting the way that you correlate happiness with a relationship. Mm-hmm. You're assuming that life doesn't start or isn't happy until someone is in a relationship. And that isn't true.
Well, people equate happiness in different relationships. I mean, for some people, happiness is finding someone else. And if it's not, you know, everyone's idea of who their soulmate is and who they should be with, I mean, that's all very subjective, and that can change. Someone like you can be happier, you know, going on in your life without necessarily having a life partner, and you're willing to wait out longer because you know what you want and you're not willing to compromise. But for other people, that's not necessarily the case.
But yeah, and then you get in that relationship and then it doesn't work. You're not happy once you're in it. It's like, it's a myth that we can just find happiness in something we throw together like that. I had a coworker actually last week tell me that, are you dating anyone right now? I said, nah, you know, I'm just like kind of doing my thing. Oh yeah, you really got to lower your expectations.
Wow.
That is exactly what he said.
But do you give yourself in the back of your mind a time frame? Like, even if it's a vague time frame, as you know, I want to be married or in a or have kids by a certain age.
No.
That age or that limit has never crossed your mind?
No, not yet.
It's a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, not yet. I don't know if that'll change as I get older and there'll suddenly become a timeline.
Right.
I hope not, because that's a lot of pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, as of right now, I want to find that one. And I think that's what most people want to do. And they're probably tired of hearing people like coworkers and this woman telling them just like pick someone and bring them home.
Okay, I'll stop saying it. I promise. Are flowing in here at 92925. This one compares what you're describing, Nikki, to with a job. He says it's the same for a job. Some people, although they know they're not happy, they'd rather stay there and rather than take the risk and go out to try and find what they think will truly make them happier.
Yeah. The issue I have when people, because sometimes people will tell me like you're too picky or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not like I have a list. It's just you're looking for that person with that feeling, you know, and it doesn't have anything to do with the job or what he looks like or any of those things. And you can't. How do you force that? How do you pretend?
Yeah, I agree. This text says, worst advice ever. Why should I have meatloaf when I can have caviar? You don't want to have meatloaf, Nikki. You're looking for your caviar. That's fine.
Unless the meatloaf makes me really happy.
Yeah. But you know, in the meantime, the caviar's getting a bit stale too. You know, you gotta...
If it's canned properly, it'll last.
I'm just saying it's more about a connection than it is about a list of things that need to be checked off.
For sure.
It really is. Kat, what do you think?
Just heard the conversation and I couldn't help myself but to call in.
Well, we're glad you did. Kat, what do you think?
I think that you should have kids alone if it's come to that point.
Right.
You don't need a partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You know, you could do it on your own. I was a single mom and since my kids are fine.
Yeah.
And I was happier and more balance that way. So.
And more than ever, there are many ways to go about doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need necessarily. I'd rather have no partner than a bad partner.
Yep.
And be able to be happy and give everything I can to my children as opposed to settle and be unhappy. Your kids feel it right away.
Yeah, yep. Sam.
I think what you'd be looking for is maybe a friend with benefits might be the right.
Well, that is one way to go about it, but there are many.
That's different.
Creep.
Insinuating that. But I know a few women that they went to a clinic and they decided on their own that they wanted to have children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's adoption. There's like many different ways that you can make that happen if that's what you want.
Don't put your happiness in anyone else's hands.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you so much, Kat. You're changing your tune a little bit, Sam.
A little bit. We got this text here. I kind of understand her perspective. I'm a single 41-year-old man who used to want a family and all, had several failed attempts, and then I just realized I was more comfortable on my own, and I recently adopted a foster child and completed my family's needs.
See, that's it. And when people are putting pressure on you, it's based on their own stories. Like, it's based on what they want. It's tough, but at this age, I've become really good at just shielding it. I'm like, that is them. That is that is their craft.
And oftentimes, they may truly want what's best for you and they want you to be happy. They just don't know how to communicate that properly without coming across.
A lot of the time, maybe they want me to be as miserable as they are. Maybe.
That's just exactly line.
That's exactly how it
line
is.
Line.
Yeah. This text says, Mr. Right doesn't exist. This text is from Michelle. The perfect man doesn't exist. It's about finding the right person for you who makes you happy, who makes you laugh, and just makes you want to be happy, which is exactly what you're looking for. That is Mr. Right.
Yeah, it is Mr. Right for me. Not Mr. Right for everybody, because then he'd be dating everyone and I've already dated that kind of guy in the past and I'm not looking for it. Okay.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Right, we always love to kick off your week with some good news on the way. If you use this face at work, apparently it'll help you get ahead. You can try that this week. Plus, you could join us for a private cooking class.
Very cool. I like this story. This Montreal woman was just recognized by the Women's Y Foundation of Montreal. She's from Kitchener. Her name is Aminka Belvitt. And growing up in high school, she was often the only black student in her class, and she always sought opportunities to seek leadership roles, but never felt like conferences and leadership workshops that were offered through the school systems ever gave her a fair shot. She always had to go out of her way to ask the principal if she can go, if she can get support, this and that. So fast forward, so she almost talked herself out of going to university. But as she was steering herself away from it, she brought herself back, knowing that it was the right thing to do. She ended up graduating with scholarships to two different universities, one in Ottawa, one in Montreal. And fast forward, she created what is called now, I'm just going to get the name right, bear with me here, For Us Girls. And it's a program, several programs that empower marginalized women in Montreal and in Canada to help them learn leadership skills to go out into the workforce, to go out into the professional world with a newfound sense of confidence. And she's taking off. She is creating more programs, some tech summits in New York City specifically for marginalized women. And so she got the recognition that she's so desperate. That she very, very well deserved. Yeah. So
amazing.
Good on her.
I know what that's like growing up too, when there's nobody like you around you. Yeah. And you sort of have to pave your own way.
Forge ahead. That's
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you got to work a little bit harder.
That's
so.
It. Yeah. It's all
amazing.
Possible.
Very inspiring.
Her. So next, maybe you've got a big presentation or a meeting coming up. Maybe something big is coming up at work. Spend a few minutes in the bathroom beforehand yelling, you know, whatever your favorite mantra is. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough.
I'm smart. I am pretty.
Gosh darn it. People like me.
Yes.
And then walk out of that bathroom with your best game face. According to a new study out of the University of Tennessee, when you put on a game face, it can really help you perform better. So whatever kind of face you need to make to get into the zone, put that on before that meeting or put that on before that presentation at work. The researchers say game face may not only improve your performance in cognitive tasks, but it can also lead to better recovery from stress as well.
I don't know. I'm going to try it, but I can see how men can get away with calling this game face, and when you're a female, it's RBF, resting game face. I'll try it. Watch it. I'm going to do it all day. You guys are going to say, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? All right. We want you to join us for a private cooking class at Academy Culinaire, and this is for a really great cause as well. It's to support Centrade of Greater Montreal, and they basically, like, what Centrade is about is the fact that we have to stop ignoring poverty, food insecurity, social isolation, school dropouts, and basically help create pathways out of poverty so that everybody can thrive. Mm-hmm. It is an amazing organization.
Yeah, really cool. And very locally based too. I mean, they do a lot of work right here in the city under our noses.
Absolutely. So we're giving you a chance to bid on a private cooking class at Academy Culinaire with us. It looks like the most amazing spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be able to see Sam be his disastrous self in the kitchen.
It's going to be great.
Actually, that was unfair. Andy is going to be the disaster in the kitchen.
Have you ever had deep fried Twinkies? Because that's what I'm making. It's going to be great.
This is like the most gourmet food.
Gourmet Twinkies.
We might have to uninvite Andy. We'd love to have you there, though. And if you'd like to bid on this amazing day out, you can just hit up kojicomedia.com/centrade/en for English. There's also a link to it on our contest page at thebeat925.ca.
Cool. May I want to make sure there's some gluten-free options for you before we go in there?
I've looked ahead.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
The debate about whether men or women are better drivers has apparently been impossible to settle until now. We're taking your texts and your guesses at 92925. So who's a better driver, men or women?
You're just asking straight up?
I'm asking you, Andy, because you sent this, and I want to hear it come out of your mouth.
Okay, I feel like I'm betraying a great love here.
Easy.
But, well, I'm going to say women.
You're going to say women.
I'm going to say, based on my driving record, I have to say women.
Well, that's
I have to.
That's just from your perspective. I have a very clean driving record. I would say that men and women are equal. They're different. I would say that we're different types of drivers, but what defines a better driver?
Well, you're wrong and Andy's right, and I'll tell you why. 79% of drivers who have had to go to court,
mm-hmm.
guess what gender?
Uh-oh.
79%.
Okay, I'll assume that they're male.
Yeah, you'd be correct. I think you're smarter than having to assume. Right. I think you know the answers here.
You know what's coming.
Men, 5 times more likely to get a DUI or get caught driving without insurance.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the old ego. That's
2/3 of insurance claims made by which gender?
You're going to tell me, aren't you?
No, I think you know it.
Once again, males.
It's men. Men insurance claims are way more as well, and men are way more likely to admit to skipping red lights compared to women.
Mm-hmm. We let our ego get the better of us mm-hmm. behind the wheel, and sometimes we just like to be the bigger person, puff our chest, and we use our cars as tools and vehicles to to flex our muscles, and it doesn't really serve us well most of the time. I would say that women are more prudent drivers. I'll give
better,
you that.
Better drivers.
Statistically, yeah. But I always found that unfair because I never speed, ever. I'm very observant. I maybe have one speeding ticket in my whole life. I was going 50 in a 30 zone, but I didn't even see the sign. But I'm stuck paying like the same premiums as someone like Andy, who has like purposefully abused the system.
Yeah.
You know, and he's gotten away with so much.
I'll admit, when I was younger and in my early 20s, I had so many speeding tickets that I had to go to something called a show cause hearing to show cause why I should keep my license. That was my low point. So I'm the guy that's making Sam pay more for insurance.
For me personally, and other women may or may not agree, I really don't care whether someone thinks I'm a good driver or not.
Right.
I don't care at all. When it comes to driving, I have one goal and one goal only. That is to get from point A to point B safely.
Right.
That's it. Andy has like a lot of emotion tied up in his driving. The first week we met him, he told us how great of a driver he was like 12 times.
It's true.
And I think that women have gotten a bad rep when it comes to driving because they're open and honest about our emotions and when we struggle with it. Just for example, I was way up north this weekend with a bunch of friends. There is a lot of snow up north right now.
Yeah.
We caught a little bit of a snowstorm on our way on Friday and the snow was plentiful.
Yeah.
And where our Airbnb was, it was on a like steep hill. The driveway wasn't plowed. And I watched at least two of my friends have mild panic attacks mm-hmm. over it. And I'm like, okay, get out of the car. Let me park this. Like I know what to do.
Yep.
So I could see from the outside, you would be looking at them being like, they're horrible drivers, but nothing happened. They did, you know, they did exactly what they had to do. I was actually the one who went in and like parked the car and was like, okay, we're good to go. But I think our honesty about when we're nervous about something would make it appear that we're a bad driver. But when you look at the statistics, we're actually causing way fewer issues on the road.
How would you describe your temperament behind the wheel for the most part?
Like I'm super chill. Like I
like too chill?
I know. I'm very nice. Like I let people go. I know I had to learn years and years ago when I moved to Montreal, I had to learn that you don't always let people go because I grew up in the Maritimes and you're always making space for everyone. But you have to do something really horrible for me to like give you the finger or something behind the wheel or like curse.
This doesn't change my opinion. I still think women are better drivers. But the first time I was ever in a car with Nikki, we did pick up somebody else's exhaust pipe and not realize it for like a day.
How was that my fault?
You didn't think he was going to mention that? Come on.
How was that possibly my fault? And you didn't catch it either for the record.
No, I didn't, but I wasn't
didn't
driving.
Catch it either.
Your car, your insurance.
Fifi, are men or women better drivers?
Oh my gosh, women.
Why? Are you just saying that because you're a woman?
Well, no, they just have a natural aggression and they're very egotistical at times, so it really depends. But there are some men that can drive very well. I won't say that they don't. But even my father and my grandfather always used to let me drive as opposed to them when it comes to like bunk.
Well, especially young boys, I find, because even I had this thing where I remember my mom being like, you can die. You think you're invincible at a certain point. And I think it was worse for young boys my age.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, no fear at all.
That's
all right.
Some boys don't grow up. That's the problem. So.
Yeah, Andy.
Hey, a long time ago.
Thank you, Fifi. Have a great day.
Oh, you guys do. Thanks. I love your station.
Oh, thank you for listening. So many texts at 92925. This one says, I am a better driver than my police officer boyfriend, and I am a woman.
Take that.
Ooh, I wonder if he'd agree.
He's probably uber aggressive, though. This text says, my sister was taught to drive by a man, and I was taught to drive by a woman, and there's a clear difference in the aggression she drives with. It's ridiculous. I can have some aggression when it comes to being courteous and things like that, but you need to be calm most of the time in order to drive.
Someone has a theory here as to why men get more tickets. It's because women get off more easily when stopped by police.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, if we're counting tickets and judging them as being a bad driver.
I've been pulled over a handful of times. I've cried 50% of those times.
It's worked 100% of the time.
And it's worked 100% of the time. That is bad karma. Watch me get pulled over this week. I'm not bragging. It's been a long time. I'm a very careful driver.
Good. The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.